Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 332 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, to make it under the law. It is not made under oath, and he is not subject to examination or cross-examination. It is with you as to how much of it you will believe, or how little or it. You may go to the extent, if you see fit, of believing it in preference to the sworn testimony in the case. In the event, gentlemen, you have a reasonable doubt from the evidence and the statement together, or either, as to the defendant's guilt as charged, then give the prisoner the benefit of that doubt and acquit him. And in the event you do acquit him, the form of your verdict would be, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty. As honest jurors, do your utmost to reach the truth from the evidence and statement as you have heard it here, then let your verdict speak it. Examined and approved as my charge in this case. Novern 1, 1913, signed J.S. Cohen, J.S.C., 3 days, J.T.C.T.